When Russell Nicholas came home from World War I, he wanted to begin his own business. He ended up purchasing 75 boxcars worth of these. And the rest, as they say, is history. Today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. When Russell Nicholas came back to his hometown of Marshall, Missouri after World War I, he had an idea of a new business he could launch.
He'd served in the Army Air Corps, and he had an interest in aviation. Basically, he was a mechanical man, and he knew that airplanes probably were really going to happen one day, so he cashed in some war bonds.
$700 worth of war bonds, to be exact, says Brian Berlin. But what he purchased might have seemed a little unusual.
He bought surplus propellers from the government for 50 cents each, and he turned around and sold them for $3. He was so successful with that he went to buy some more, and the government said, well, we're going to raise our price to $1. And Mr. Nicholas said, well, that'll be no problem because I'm going to go to $6 with the next batch.
He was making so much money. Why stop at just selling propellers?
Then they bought surplus airplanes that were in storage in Houston, Texas, and so they shipped 452 airplanes to Marshall, Missouri by train that were unassembled. They were in crates. You could get 6 crates to a boxcar.
That was over 75 boxcars worth of airplanes. The company sold mail order parts as well. The Nicholas Beasley Museum here has old sales materials from the pioneering company.
They're like a Sears catalog of airplane parts only. They're very thorough. They're fun to look at. The prices are so cheap it's unbelievable, but you could buy everything from sunglasses and flying moccasins to a whole airplane from Nicholas Beasley in Marshall, Missouri.
But that's just the beginning of what the pair would build here in town. More next time as we travel the countryside in Marshall, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.